Welcome to Stay on Course with me, Julie Riga. My life has been a roller coaster of highs and lows, but what I know to be true is that when we are grounded in our purpose and savor the sweet moments of life, we are truly a success. Today, you are going to get the ingredients for success because life is salty and life is sweet. Together, let's explore the possibilities of our own lives and learn from thought leaders around the globe. Ready, guys? Let's cook it. Welcome, welcome, everyone, to the next edition of the Stay on Course podcast. Today, we have Paul J. Daly. Right? Am I saying that right? And he is the owner of the V-Cruiser and so much more. And we are here live from VCon doing a podcast. And I'm just so excited to be here with you. This is great.
It's exciting. It's the first podcast interview I've ever done in a car.
No. James Gordon style, right?
I love it. We can start singing songs and everything.
All right, let's do that. Tell us a little bit about how you have this car.
So I've been in the Vayner ecosystem for quite a while now. I've been following Gary for about 9 years. I was one of the first Vayner Mentors clients that came through 6 years ago. And so, I just got in the ecosystem, got to know the executives, got to know James Orsini, whom everybody knows so much. And when the inventory shortage was at its peak last year, probably late 2022, mid-2022, James was like, we need to get Gary in a new car. He knew I had connections to dealers all over the country. So he was like, can you help us? And I said, yes. So I found a dealer that had what they wanted. I had them prioritize getting it to Gary. And then I said, one condition, I'm buying Gary's truck. Right? This truck is the one. So when I found the other car, I bought this one because I knew it would end up in an auction somewhere. And in my mind, this is like an entrepreneurial artifact that could not just end up in an auction and just go to somebody else. So got the truck. Reconditioned it. It looks amazing. Preserved it. Got Gary to sign it. Put a couple little Easter eggs throughout. Like all Gary's books are in the glove box. And we have his little cat emblem on the seat where he always sat. So that's how I ended up with it.
The first thing I always ask my guests on the Stay on Course podcast is, what is your favorite food?
Ooh, Italian. Easy. Okay. Probably simple Italian. Great meatballs. Spaghetti. Right.
It's the kind chicken of parmesan.
Yes. Yes. Red sauce. Easy. Oh, no. I love it. Okay. Always.
Yeah. I mean, Italian's Italian, especially up in the East Coast of America, where we always have good food up there.
That's where you get the best Italian. It's amazing how hard it was. We took a trip to Florida and we could not find good Italian. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe
it. Funny. It's true. It's true. Okay, so I ask all of my guests, what are their three ingredients for success? What makes you successful in what you do? And first, before we start, tell us a little bit about what you do and what you're busy working on right now.
So I have a full-service marketing agency and a media company that really serves primarily the retail automotive industry, so like car dealers and industry suppliers. Agency side, we make content, we build brands, we make video content, we make social media posts, we write. We have a production studio in Syracuse, New York. On the media company side, we just produce a lot of content. We have a daily email, a morning daily podcast, a morning live stream show. We put on live events. All of it, whether it's the marketing agency or the media company, really at the center of it all is making brands meaningful to people. And on the media side is bringing people together around, you know, shared values.
And so are you focused on a certain industry? Did you already mention what you're focused on?
Well, we serve a lot of industries with the agency, but primarily my focus is the retail auto industry. I came up, I started my first business in that. It was a reconditioning company. I just fell in love with it. And some of the most amazing, empathetic, caring leaders I know are car dealers.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So great. Thanks for that. All right. So what are your three ingredients for success?
I like this question. I like the vibe of it. Three ingredients for success. For me, it has been first and foremost a care for people, like a genuine care for people. Sometimes in the past that's gotten me in trouble because, you know, I can tend to over help, I'll say, people and it ends up enabling people. But once I've found some balance there, care for people, without that, some people can just do business as business. I can't do that. So care for people is one. Number two is a desire or a willingness to work really, 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 really hard. You know, a lot of times you hear people say, well, it would be nice if I had this. And it's like, oh, you can have that too, but are you willing to do the work? And I think more importantly, as an entrepreneur, not just do the work, because a lot of people can do the work, building a resilience to deal with a disappointment, still something that I struggle with, right? Yeah. Like I still get in places where it's just like, oh man, can I keep doing this? And I think a lot of entrepreneurs have that feeling. Yeah. It really is a roller coaster. So care for people, willingness to do the work and deal with the hardship.
I'm going to stop you right there. So the hard work, I mean, being an entrepreneur, and it sounds like you've really started this amazing company. How many hours a day are you working?
You know, that's hard to say. I usually get up around 5 o'clock in the morning, start building the morning shows. Typically speaking, I'm done by 6 o'clock. So what's that? What's that? Yeah, what's that? 13?
Yeah.
I mean, give and take, it's probably not 13 because, you know, I do kind of maybe the mornings might slow roll a little bit. I'm not like fully on, but as an entrepreneur, like you're kind of always on.
It's a lot. That's a long day. So then 6 o'clock, you're done for the day.
Largely speaking, yeah. Okay, and that's one of the things, commitments I made in business is that I wanted to show that you could build business and run and gun. And you know, Gary was, Vaynerchuk was one of my inspirations in that, although he has a different, you know, angle on work and life a little bit than I do. But I wanted to show that I could do it and I could get it done Monday through Friday, you know, have dinner with my family every night, be home and present every weekend. Now, there are exceptions to that. I travel some days, you know, things come up. But largely speaking, I eat dinner with my family every single night and I'm home every single weekend.
That's amazing. Okay, your third ingredient.
I think a willingness to be humble and listen to other people, a desire, or maybe not a desire, but just the willingness to be humble. A lot of entrepreneurship is about putting your ideas out into the world and showing everybody why it's a great idea. And more than not, like being willingness to take the losses or take the course corrections and be willing to listen is really key to being able to like get to the next best thing,
yeah,
right? By being correctable.
Yeah. And you know, I see a lot of the young guys at the conference and it seems like so many of them have attained so much success in such a short period of time. You know, they have had more success in their short life than I've had in my entire lifetime monetarily. Yeah. You know, and I look at them and I'm like wondering how they're going to maintain the humility, the humbleness. And so what advice do you have to some of these young guys that are sort of rising up in the world and becoming successful? How do they stay humble with all that coming at them?
You know, I think you said one of the best things were that monetarily, right? You said they have all this monetary success. Understanding what success looks like for you for real, is sometimes hard when you're young, right? Because you have a limited perspective and, you know, there's a lot going on around that, you know, the world will give you flowers when you get monetarily success. A lot of times we do see that leads to, I mean, it can lead to a sense of emptiness when you get what you thought was going to fix everything and it doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, so in one sense, I have a lot of envy for people that can do it like that, right? Because I can't and I haven't, right? But mine has been a long journey. And the other success, on the other sense of it now, I'm 44 years old. I have 4 children. I've been married for 21 years. And like I feel the deeper levels for me of success have really changed and shifted. And so my advice to them would be, number one, surround yourself with people that genuinely can tell you the truth, because that will help you keep your feet on the ground, because it's very easy to feel like you're very self-sufficient and very like kind of all encompassing, and it'll help you get out of yourself. I think the biggest risk for a successful person is to believe that they are the center of the universe or their universe. So surround yourself with some people who will tell you the truth, you know, as much as you can.
Yeah. And success is interesting because we always have to remain curious. We always have to remain interested and in a learning mindset, you know, because if we don't, we're just going to think that we know it all. And that's not a great place to be. Yeah. So it's just, it's an interesting thing. And I'm seeing it like a lot at VCon is what I'm saying is I'm seeing a lot of these, a lot of young men,
yeah.
A lot of men at VCon this year, but that's just what I'm noticing.
Yeah. You know, now that you say that, I mean, last year was definitely heavy, you know, heavier toward the men's side, the male side. You know, I think that's kind of the nature of, you know, Web3 and technology mm-hmm. tends to have just be more of a male dominated. And that's changing pretty quickly. But I do think the balance this year is definitely more like it probably leaned a little further that direction. But you know what else I feel like I saw this year? I saw more families, which was cool.
Yeah.
I saw more kids, saw some babies, which made me want to be home. Right. So, yeah, I agree with that.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. This has been amazing. And even so amazing just being in the V-Cruiser and understanding the whole history behind it, how you have the cruiser. I think it's an amazing thing. And it's been really great talking to you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
My dad, Ennio Riga, was not just a chef. He was my hero. From the hardships of World War II to the heights of culinary excellence, his story is nothing short of remarkable. Now, this story lives on in Stay on Course, a book that is very close to my heart. It's filled with his own words, his recipes, and the wisdom he imparted to me. Just imagine, 4 months before he passed, he handed me his life story, urging me to finish it. In these pages, you'll discover the secrets behind mouthwatering dishes and the lessons he taught me about leadership and perseverance. And trust me, there are some incredible tales in here, like the time he pulled off a birthday bash for Frank Sinatra with just 48 hours notice. So, if you're hungry for inspiration and craving a taste of Ennio's legacy, head over to stayoncoursebook.com. That's stayoncoursebook.com. Grab your copy and let his story ignite your passion.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Stay on Course. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so Julie can continue serving up delectable experts and appetizing content directly to your earbuds. And remember, right now, you have the ingredients to be living the life you are meant to live. This has been a production of The Media Casters.